So let's go back to how Kath first became involved. What are your memories of Kath first becoming involved?
To be honest, I don't have a lot of memories of Kath first becoming involved. You've told me she was on a subcommittee.
Because what she told me was that she heard... Well, do you remember any discussions at board level about the need to get more lesbians involved in Mardi Gras?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Going back how far?
12 months, a year, 6 months, I don't remember.
This is what, during 87, 88?
Yes.
And
then there was eventually the forum to talk about there was the change of the name.
Right. That was in December 88.
Right.
November, December 88. But, I mean, within the board, what was the attitude towards increasing lesbian involvement?
When I was there?
Yeah.
It wasn't until... Well, I mean, your records show that I went in March or something or other, 88. I mean, it wasn't until towards the end of my time on Mardi Gras that there was really discussions about the need.
And what prompted the discussions?
General community feeling. You know, other organisations were changing their numbers, etc.
Yeah. Well, lesbians were coming involved, starting to make the presence felt in other organisations,
yes.
like Pride and the
absolutely.
Rights lobby.
Yeah, and I would suspect that the lesbians on the board at the time were also driving it.
Well, there weren't any lesbians on the board.
Yes, Kate Latter was there.
Kate Latter, yeah. She was the only one.
Right.
In fact, elected in 87, there were no lesbians elected in 87.
Right.
Was there any resistance?
To?
Increasing lesbian involvement or encouraging, actively seeking, encouraging lesbian involvement?
No. Not that I remember at all.
Was there a misogynist impulse on the board when you were there?
There was certainly not a majority feeling.
No, but I mean amongst some people.
Amongst some people, there might, if I remember rightly, there was a bit.
I mean, because Murray... Cause
certainly not from Murray.
No, because Murray, because what I gather, Murray was one of the people who proposed that there should be an outreach to lesbians.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the way Kath tells it is that Kimberly came to the bookshop one day and said there's going to be a meeting down in Mardi Gras, they want to get lesbians involved. And so Kath and some other women went down.
Right.
This is in the second half of 87.
I remember that.
And she came to her first board meeting in the workshop.
Yeah.
We never got to the point where you started to talk about the meeting that was held to discuss Kath going onto the board. What can you remember about that?
Oh, I think we did actually talk about it, but what actually happened was that, as one would do prior to any election, it was believed that there might be a bit of a fight at the annual general meeting. So
You mean a fight?
An election tussle.
Right.
So it was decided that some women should be brought on to the inverted commas McLaughlin ticket.
Right. Who initiated that?
I would suggest that Murray did.
Right. And did he talk about that with you prior to...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And it was decided that it would be better to bring three women onto the ticket rather than not have any women there at all or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we had a meeting at my house. And it was put to Kath that she...
Who took part in that meeting?
Well, Murray and me. I believe there was another board member, but I don't remember who.
Right, okay.
And Kath.
Kath?
Yes.
Right.
And it was put to Kath that we would take three women onto the ticket if they agreed not to go against us at the election.
And what was Kath's reaction?
She accepted.